and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Everyone wants to generate additional leads, but few contractors today are skilled in the area of advertising. As a result, most simply get some help with the annual Yellow Page ad and hope for the best. This month, we are going one giant step further. This month, Adams Hudson is going to share lots of low-cost ways to generate leads for your company. Adams has been around for a long time and is probably familiar to most of you already. Rather than giving Adams an introduction this month, we're going to let him do his own. Now sit back, relax, and let's learn lots of new ways to increase your sales and profits.
Hello, everybody. My name is Adams Hudson. For the past 20 years, I've been writing ads that sold things. For the last 8 years, I've made direct response copywriting my full-time career as former chief copywriter and vice president of STO Marketing. Now I'm on my own, hoping to save the world from bad advertising. Some of what I have today is going to sound harsh or rude. I honestly do not mean for that to be the case. I'm going to pick on some current ways that our industry advertises and then mention ways to improve it. The name and focus of this lesson is the same: low-cost, high-response lead generation. I use the term leads to mean incoming phone calls for sales. Most of the discussion is going to be about the broad market variety, but some will be about generating more from your customer base. We'll look at how to do it, what ways are losers, what ways are winners, and how much to spend, how to squeeze every last sale out of your marketing dollar. Immediately, I want to jump into three tough marketing lessons. Tough lesson number one is, if your phone doesn't ring enough, you're going out of business. It's that simple. Your ads are your front line. If they don't produce calls, you don't produce business, and your cash dries up. Very simply, the only way you produce revenue is by producing leads, and the only way to produce leads is to entice people to call. The primary way to entice callers is through your advertising. Like everything, you can have good ads or you can have bad ads. The cost is the exact same to run. The only difference is the result. I am constantly amazed at the contractors who argue with their suppliers over prices or negotiate long and hard on equipment leases, yet none of these produces a single incoming lead. However, the same contractors' ads are grinding up dollars like confetti because they're not pulling leads or image or any positive emotional influence. And that brings me to hard lesson number two. New prospects will only call you because of some type of positive initial perception. No customer will ever call you because they feel your accounting package is better, or that your flat rate system is easier to work, or that your trucks are better equipped. That all happens after they've decided to call you. Why? Because before a customer knows you, all you are to him is some image, this soft and misunderstood means by which a person is supposed to call you, and your most far-reaching, most effective image enhancer, and most cost-effective means of spreading your image is, again, through your advertising. So we all run ads. Some run a little, some run a lot, but most are with dismal results. In fact, it's been noted that only 10% of our industry's ad messages positively impact buying. Your message in these ads is the way you are perceived or seen through the lens of the prospect. That vast sea of people that you haven't reached with your message is largely still looking for the right message and messenger. Here is the reason your ads and that vast sea of prospects haven't connected yet. It's hard lesson number three. The primary problem with 90% of all HVAC advertising is it overlooks the single most important element in influence. Most companies' ads are attempting to overstate their power or importance and expertise without ever addressing any real benefits for the buyer. They have failed to recognize why a prospect is even looking at an ad, and I assure you it is not to see a picture of a condensing unit. But before I give you the exact answer, let's think it through. I'm going to let you discern it for yourself. Here's a quick little marketing quiz. Let's say you're at a party. You don't know anyone there, and they don't know you, but everyone knew you were coming. At the end of the party, will you have made more friends if you, A, boasted endlessly about yourself, B, said nothing, C, said random, unrelated, confusing, and nonsensical things. Or D, talk to them about themselves. Okay, well, we've got an obvious winner there, or at least I hope you recognize the obvious winner. Dr. Jeffrey Lant, who is a remarkably gifted direct response teacher and behaviorist, says, no matter how giving, loving, or outgoing people are, they're still their most important person. It occurs to me, given this fact, since most HVAC ads are created by dealers, they're understandably written for dealers. Yet the consumer is looking for ads that benefit him. It is this basic problem that is severely limiting your ad's pulling power. Therefore, you must identify with the prospect, and that's not done by putting golden armor around your company. So let's start with the prospect's brain, which is where all the advertising messages should land anyway. That's what determines his every move. First, he's got a problem. He's got a need. Secondly, he can't fix it himself, so he's mildly apprehensive. Third, he doesn't have a regular company, or he wouldn't be looking for an ad in the first place. Fourth, his judgment, his psychological basis for making a decision, tells him to seek the highest security, lowest risk measure he can. So he goes looking for ads that speak to his set of beliefs and needs. He may ask around, but he's going to ask people who have found someone they were happy with, and they found them from an ad, so we'll dispense with the word-of-mouth scenario for now. We're talking about broad market lead generation. So 90% of the heating and air ads he sees are trying to say the exact same thing. They're trying to impress him. They're saying great systems, fast service, low prices. They're licensed and bonded and have 90 days, same as cash. Someone touts that they're the oldest in town, or they use the ever deceptive, and I love this one, 30 years combined experience. It all comes together, confusing this poor customer. He's seen it all and heard it all before. It just blends together. All the ads are screaming, look at me, pick me. All contractors' ads are vying for this single prospect's attention with the same message. Yet we're about to see how to completely turn the tables and have the prospect say, pick me. So this information is slamming at him, much of it looking the same, but the prospect only needs to be convinced of one thing, to call you. It seems everyone overlooks this. Virtually no one focuses on selling the phone call. I assure you, I've been in this long enough to know you can't sell a $6,000 system in one ad. All the other ads are in the self-aggrandizement mode of marketing, this institutionalized, cram-it-all-together mentality that fails to assert itself as a real help in time of need to a prospect. Your all-purpose ads, and we'll get into more about that later with a discussion on funnel marketing, have one mission and one mission only, sell the phone call. Don't go crazy trying to sell systems with big low prices, starbursts, and cartoons of penguins. Sell the phone call. Why? It's very simple. First, that's far more effective. Secondly, nobody else does it, even though they think they do, so you'll stand out. Third, it's a heck of a lot easier. Now we'll take a look at maximizing your marketing effectiveness through funnel marketing. At this point, I'd like to admit that I'm simple-minded, so I put things in simple terms. But this is a benefit for you, really, because this portion will give you some pretty clear-cut ways to look at what you used to think was a complicated process of media selection and message selection. But we'll go over some ways to maximize your incoming leads from your outbound media dollars. As the name of this seminar suggests, lead generating will again be the key. Funnel marketing is simply where you graduate your customers from cold prospects all the way through to active customers. There are five funnels, and there are five levels in each funnel. This makes it very simple to cross-market between media and to adapt different messages to different people throughout the year. The five funnels are, in order, your market area, which is who, broad to narrow, largest market down to your pure active customer base. The media is how, from the most generic media down to the most personal. The message is what, the most introductory type of message, all the way down to the most assumptive. The frequency would be when, that's obviously high frequency all the way down to low frequency of impression. Number five is the investment, or how much you're going to spend, that is given in declining percentages of your sales to marketing dollars. Okay, we'll start with the most important one first, and I'll cover this one in a bit of detail because it is so valuable. The who funnel. This, starting at the top, represents your largest audience of prospects. It works all the way down to your familiar audience of customers. Too many contractors unnecessarily spend lots of money thinking that the who is everybody. They go from everybody spending to customer spending in one huge step, so there's no graduating process of prospects who didn't buy on the first go-round. This type of thinking divides your entire world into only two groups, the general public or your customers. And that's just not a very fruitful way to build massive customer files. Becoming a customer is not a one-step process. You don't generally get married on the first date. You don't plunk down even $50 to see a movie or eat in a restaurant you know nothing about. Yet 90% of the HVAC ads overlook this little fact by attempting to lure, say, a $300 repair or a $5,000 system sale in one step. You graduate as a customer, and so does everyone. This is a vital concept of this lesson. This one-step practice leads to massive overspending in the Yellow Pages, which we'll talk about later. It also leads to casting way too broad a net from the outset by trying to advertise everything to everybody, everywhere, at once. So have a conversation with your rational marketing mind to help you define your customer funnel, like so. You may start off by saying, I want everyone in my market. Well, does that include people with no credit? Okay, I want everybody in my market with good credit. Well, does that include renters? All right, I want everybody with good credit who lives in a single-family home. Well, do you want the people even 12 miles west of the airport? Okay, now you're getting winded with your rational self. I want everybody with good credit in a single-family home within a 20-mile radius of my business. Okay, now you're getting somewhere. But do you also want that to include new homes? Now, here's the last one. I want everybody with good credit in a single-family home older than 10 years within a 20-mile radius of my business. This is what we're talking about when we talk about defining your market. Just this little exercise alone can cut your direct mail expenses by as much as 70%. Simply defining your intended target helps you identify with them in creating better all-purpose ads. All of this helps you recognize your customer better and speak more directly to them, which is what advertising is all about anyway. Just as you defined your who at the top of the funnel, all levels are deserving of this short but logical scrutiny. Yes, I advocate advertising way outside the borders with a broad net, but just as a fisherman's net grasps many things he doesn't value, he gets the luxury of selection. Businesses that understand and practice this also end up capturing more work than they can do and begin the luxury process of selection. They can choose to raise prices or expand their service area, even limit the service area. They cut and adjust to concentrate on their choices and quit becoming a slave to the broad market whims of the general public. So as you funnel your marketing, you're systematically choosing customers instead of crossing your fingers and hoping to be chosen by some random prospect. This dramatically increases your marketing efficiency. Now we'll get into the how funnel. This shows the broad market media at the top, such as Yellow Pages, newspaper, etc., and works down again to a more personal form of communication. Newsletters would be at the bottom of the how funnel, which they can become your best investment in a high credibility retention tool. Now for the what funnel. This is your message, and it's based on your familiarity with the group. If you and I meet 10 times in a row, and I treated you each time as if we just met, you'd correctly think I was an idiot. Are you treating your customers and prospects the exact same? Take your leads inwardly through the process of messaging. The top of the funnel is one way, earned leads are another, price quotes and inactive customers are another, and active customers yet deserve a different form of language. The what message will be covered at length later in this tape. Now for the when funnel. Frequently, for all purpose, less frequent and more intimate contact all the way through the bottom of the funnel. The minimum contact per customer would be 4 times a year. If you're not contacting customers 4 times a year as customers, again, not as sales pieces, then you're begging them to leave. In fact, the number one reason that a customer leaves a business is indifference. That represents 55% of the lost customers. Another 17% leaves you because of a competitor's offer that was well-timed. If you add those two together, you've got 72% of your lost customers doing so because you weren't paying attention to them and somebody else was. Okay, how much? That is the how much funnel of expense. Obviously, I don't know your marketing budget or your media costs, but this guide can get you on solid footing in order to make intelligent decisions about media allotment and cost. I'm choosing a moderate marketing platform from which to make this model. The two other platforms would be aggressive and conservative, and that'll chart you up or down depending on your growth, your size, and the cycle in your marketplace. It would be wise to chart your marketing expenditures along these funnels according to your ideal marketing platform. An aggressive marketer may spend 10% of his sales in marketing. A moderate spends 6 to 7%, whereas a conservative may only spend 3.5% to 5%. Anything less than 3% for retail is asking for stagnancy or decline. Media budgeting could have its own entire seminar, and we don't really have time to elaborate much on the budget efforts. I offer this in a marketing kit. You can call me at 1-800-489-9099. I'd be happy to share that information with you. Ideally, you want to be able to overlay one funnel atop another and create a unified marketing plan. With some shock, I find that even though this area is among the most important in any business, as we've already seen, many business owners spend more time researching truck tire prices than laying out a marketing plan. As the media and the message tightens, the frequency of impression drops right along with your marketing expense. The revenues surge when this is done correctly. Here's a quick example of how this can all work together in shaving some of your media expenses through funneling. After your all-purpose or direct response ad runs, for example, in the newspaper, start to look for a pattern, such as similar zip codes. Then, take a similar what message from that ad and prepare it for direct mail. You find that there are 6,000 single-family homes in that zip code, but we just want to test to be sure that we're spending the right money. So you send it to every third zip code. They call that nth marketing. So you send just 2,000 letters, but on each service call resultant of that, your tech should take a copy of that direct mail letter and put it in the door of the houses on each side of the responding house. This triples your marketing penetration at no additional cost. So if your overall response rate is 1% or better, mail the whole zip code. If it's less, either change the offer or go to another funnel. That's it. It's that easy. In this next session, we'll create an all-purpose ad. But let's look back to the tops of the funnels to find out exactly where we are. Who is the general prospecting? What of the message is all-purpose? How, we're going to pick on Yellow Pages. How much is, we're going to say, the most expense, and how often, we're going to say, is all the time. That's why I've chosen to focus here in this session. I feel it's the most valuable lesson we could look at. Here are six reasons why a poor Yellow Page ad is the worst marketing investment you can ever make. Number one, most of your money is spent there. Studies show that 3/4 of the contractors spend over half their budget in the Yellow Pages. Number two, it lasts a year. So a bad Yellow Page ad makes its mistakes daily for a year, all while you pay for it. Number three, you're trying to get the attention of the most disloyal audience. Number four, you're huddled up with all your competition at one time. Number five, Yellow Page shoppers have the lowest closing ratio. And number six, they price shop the most. Okay, as we saw earlier, though, the biggest oversight is in the customer retention category at the bottom of the funnel, where customers are listed. This is where you've already identified and obtained a customer for your $275 or $300 spent, yet it's been researched that less than $40 is spent in keeping them. And the funny thing is, your cost per lead here is essentially zero. You already have these people. And subsequently, your closing ratio is the highest. This makes even a minimal customer retention program a great marketing investment. Okay, but we're going to go back to the Yellow Pages because there is certain strength in numbers there. Nearly 3 million people shop for central air conditioners in the Yellow Pages a year. Over 4 million people refer to the Yellow Pages for furnaces. Plus, over 50% of the Yellow Page shoppers bought within 48 hours. And we already said that over 3/4 of the contractors spend over half their budgets in the Yellow Pages. However, here's where the numbers get a little bit murky. 81% of the contractors rated Yellow Page response and lead quality as fair or poor. Each caller also contacted almost four additional contractors. Are there more four contractors in your Yellow Pages? And how often are you in that four? Look, the Yellow Pages works. It's got the shoppers. It's got the prospects. It just doesn't have the good ads to go with them. I'll even go so far as to say to boost the Yellow Pages that every study I've read says that the size of your ad matters. That is, it improves as the ad size increases, resulting in a corresponding drop in cost per lead. In the heating and air conditioning industry, lead increases slow at about 3/4 of a page, running on up to about a page. So in my estimation, there is absolutely no need for a double truck ad that's two pages on a consecutive page basis. In Yellow Page spending, contractors are ranked as the 9th most lucrative category of advertisers for the Yellow Pages out of almost 5,000 categories. However, the results aren't even in the top 150. There's a reason for this, and we've just looked pretty closely at why. But hey, look, we're getting all this Yellow Page ad design work for free. They give us all this free advice. Personally, I believe this is the most expensive free advice in our industry. Okay, we're going to go here with another tough marketing lesson. If your ad doesn't work, can it? Okay, it's that simple. If you can only spend money on improving one area of your marketing, get your all-purpose ads cleaned up and effective. Okay, right on the heels of that tough lesson, we're going to go with tough lesson number 5. You cannot outperform the crowd if you're copying the crowd. Advertising's mission is to be memorable. You can't stand out by sameness. However, we're spending our money on forgettable imitation rather than on memorable creation. So let's create. We're going to look now at 5 marketing absolutes to include in any all-purpose ad. Without these 5 absolutes, you're asking for your ad to underperform. With these, you can expect a rise in your response rate and a drop in your cost per lead. Number 1 of the absolutes. This first improvement is one I would recommend for any ad, but it's so deceptively simple that I fail to understand its scarcity. The headline. For almost any ad's improvement, it must have a headline. Most every all-purpose ad I see fails to address this simple technique. Headline value is rated at 80% of display ad's effectiveness. Here's some things a headline is not. Your company name is not a headline. The work classification is not a headline, since that's where the section where the prospects already are. Since 1958 is not a headline. A headline is a strong, clear benefit to your reader. Remember, most of the people in the Yellow Pages are not your customers. In fact, if your customers were in the funnel, they wouldn't be in the Yellow Pages, but we'll cover that more in a minute. Here are a few sample headlines. Your system and your brand serviced at your convenience. Another one could be, don't call anyone, and then you'd go on to say why they should call you. A third one would be, get service now with one phone call. A fourth short one could be, just call, that's all. Okay, now we're going to look at number 2 in the absolutes. You must have a USP, or a unique selling proposition. In the ways your company is different, state that clearly in the ad. Since we're talking about an all-purpose ad and not a direct response ad, this could be summed up as, say, a subhead in your tagline, something like, home of the 110% buyback guarantee, or get comfortable all day, every day, or possibly 4-hour service guaranteed. Within your USP, you get to start defining what it means to be a customer of yours. And this brings me to number 3, customer benefits. It is not that you sell all these different logo-identified brands, or that you have a penguin in your ad, or that you can serve their, quote, all their heating and cooling needs, which I'm so tired of seeing I can't stand it. We're talking about a real customer benefit. You start stacking customer benefits on top of one another, and it makes calling you an easy, no-brainer decision. There are 3 and only 3 ways to benefit customers. Give them convenience, give them value, give them guarantees. Create benefits that perform these tasks. Number 4 of your must-have is meaningful specifics. Don't waste your time and ad space on fluffy, unclear, pseudo-benefits such as, we're fast, we're reliable, our systems save you money. Everybody says that and they mean nothing. Say something along the lines of, 91% of our service calls are made the same day, or, 21 stocked service trucks get your problem solved now. Or, we never close. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week hotline is open. Optional with that number 4 would be to include a testimonial. A testimonial turns every ad of yours into word-of-mouth advertising. Generally, testimonials are not allowable with Yellow Page ads for legal reasons, but they're fantastic with other promotional messages. The long formula for testimonials would be to state where the customer was, how he came to try you, and then what the results were. The really short formula would be something like, after using the other no-show contractors, ABC Air saved me time, money, and trouble. Assemble a bunch of stock testimonials and then have customers just simply check off the ones that apply to them or modify them. Customers generally will not take the time to write you a testimonial no matter how many times they promise. Number 5 in the marketing absolutes is a call to action. The call to action can be very short or very long, just depending on the application. We'll work through those short to long. One would be call now, or call today for a free survey, or call and let Lisa set up your free appointment, or be among the next 30 callers and get a free air quality survey and 2 free filters. And then the longest would be call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a prompt service call from one of our 17 skilled technicians. Okay, since your print ads are running all the time, even if you have to pay $500 or $1,000 to design an all-purpose print ad, just one replacement sale in a year is going to pay for it. And a pro at ad design and copywriting is going to do a far better job than get you just one more system sale. Here's my suggestion. Get a good Yellow Page ad created. Lower the Yellow Page or all-purpose spending in favor of increased retention marketing. Now we'll talk about tracking. It has been said, if it cannot be measured, it doesn't exist. Tracking and database entry is the only way to properly manage the funnel concept. Recently, I was called by a contractor who said he had, quote, mailed out all those letters I'd suggested and nothing happened. Well, nothing, came my shocked reply. Well, I got a few leads, I think. Well, I asked him to please go look up what leads he got and we try to make some sense out of this. He called back after he got the numbers. Well, it says here I got 7 leads and I sold 3. And I said, well, how many did you send out? Well, I mailed 1,000 letters. How much did that cost you? $550, came the reply. At this point, you can start measuring for results. So, after dividing it out, he had a $78 cost per lead, which is half of the direct response average, and a $183 cost per sale, which is still way under the $250 to $75 average. In other words, he had a markup of $1,350 per system, or $4,050 in markup for every $550 spent in marketing. So he was doing terrific. He ended up sending out all 6,000 letters. His closing ratio dropped a bit, which is typical, but he ended up generating 44 leads, $67,000 in sales from $3,500 in marketing. Not too shabby. Measure everything. Let your receptionist help you. Critical info capturing includes the age of the system, the ownership of the home, see if they're interested in the specific offer you made, and then most importantly, where did you see our ad? Feed all that information into your funnel, all leads, whether they buy or not, all proposals, whether they close or not, all customers, whether they're maintenance agreement or demand customers or not. Do a break-even analysis on direct response and lead generators. Here's a super quick, very generic break-even analysis. If your promotion costs you $3,000 and your average system markup is $1,000, it's obvious you must sell 3 systems. When you look at your closing ratio of, say, 30% in this example, you'll need 9 leads to break even. So let's just say if you got 20 leads at $145 cost per lead and sell 35% of them, that's 7 sales, but you've cleared $7,000 in markup off of this effort. Okay, now we'll look a tiny bit at retention and then draw this to a close. Retention marketing is one of the most valuable investments you can ever make. Build a fence around your customers because they're very vulnerable for the obvious reason. Why? They're buyers. You've already proved that. They'd make great customers for someone else if you leave them alone. Simply stay in touch with your customers. Loyalty spending is 33% higher than that of the disloyal customer. referrals among a loyalty group are 107% greater than the non-loyal group. Plus, most referrals happen within 30 to 60 days of contact. That promotes a sense of staying in touch with your customer. The rate of the referral is highest when it's closest to the point of contact. So, in conclusion, drab ads equal a drab company. Bragging ads equal a bragging company. Jumbled and misdirected ads equal that same jumbled and misdirected company. If you talk nothing about cheap prices and with cheap-looking ads, people think you're a cheap company. However, sharp ads equal a sharp company. Customer-oriented follow-ups to those ads equal a customer-oriented company, and you'll get more resales and more referrals as a result. Don't have bad ads making bad reflections of your company. So what does your message say to your public, and how do you lead your prospects and customers through your marketing funnel? Remember, with your ad, you're not selling a system, you're selling a phone call. With the phone call, you're not selling a system still, you're selling an appointment. At the appointment, you're selling a solution to the needs, and at the closing, you're selling comfort and convenience. All of these add up not to a cheap system or a cheap price, but to value. These are the things the customer gets from you. His appointment, his customer, his value. Continue with the retention program and you'll keep all his business plus all his referrals. Lastly, create a marketing model using the funnel technique. Get your all-purpose ads improved for lead generation. Make a strong effort to keep all the customers that you dearly paid to get.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our website provides a detailed schedule of coming full-day seminars. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. One last comment. If you would like a free copy of Grandy & Associates' newest catalog of products and services, simply give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.